Sam Amick joins us at 8:30 right now. Darren Collison is in Memphis getting ready to take on the Memphis Grizzlies, and he joins us. Hello, Darren. How are you?
What's good? How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. First and foremost, it's on what's everyone's mind. And I hearken back there. I said hearken. When we sat down at the bowling tournament a couple weeks ago and we talked about players getting traded, and you made an analogy that really stuck with me. Dave, what if one of your kids, when you came home, was traded? Everybody thinks about the player coming in. Nobody thinks about the player leaving. I would argue that what happened to Rudy Gay this week was almost as bad, if not worse, than the emotion that you would go through with a traded player. Is that correct?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, trades, you know, he's still playing. But, you know, the injury that he had, it's unfortunate. And it's an injury that you don't ever want to experience yourself or see anybody else go through it, even on the other team, and let alone one of your brothers on your team. It kind of hurts. You know, our mood has been down for the last couple of days because we've just been thinking about the situation. But, you know, he's been more positive. He's been in high spirits. We got a chance to talk to him, so it should be cool.
Now, I think we completely understand it. In that game, you guys might have played the best first quarter, any quarter that you've played all year long against Indiana. In fact, both quarters in the first half were fantastic. Indiana was coming back, as good teams will, but it seemed that after the Rudy Gay injury, there was just something missing from your ball club. And I got the feeling as a fan watching, Darren, that your guys' hearts, you were still being professionals, but you had other things on your mind. Is that accurate?
It could be true. You know what I mean? I think our focus was lost a little bit, definitely in the second half. You know, like I said, you just don't ever want to see that from anybody else. We knew what type of injury it was, and we didn't want it to be confirmed, but, you know, it was already talked about him being his Achilles. So it was kind of an unfortunate situation that unfolded for us in the second half.
Well, and Darren, I mean, we can't sit here and pretend that you can just be soulless about something like that. I mean, it's obviously going to affect you. Like, how long does that take? I mean, we witnessed it with the Raiders when Derek Carr hurt his leg. You could kind of see throughout the course of that game, there was just stunned on the sidelines, and you try to fight through it. But how long does that linger before it really sinks in? You're like, oh, man, like, we got to do this now.
I don't know. You know what I mean? You want to say you want to get over it and still focus on your job, but, you know, we're humans, and I don't know how long this is going to linger, you know what I mean? I do know that we have a good group of guys that are veterans that understand that they have experienced some type of, you know, experience that one of their players have went down, and they still got to perform. So we still got to go out there and do our jobs, but at the end of the day, it will be tough, but, you know, we still got to go out there and do our jobs.
Darren Collison joining us from Memphis ahead of tonight's game against the Grizzlies. 5 o'clock tip off right here on KHDK. And it is a business, as you've often told us. You're coming off it's a disastrous 1-6 homestand. Let's not lie. And now you've got an 8-game road trip, the extra one because of the Philadelphia cancellation, staring you in the face. So you got jobs to do. Nobody knows that better than you. With the emotional toll that the last game took and the frustration of being a 1-7 team, fans listening right now, how do you guys pull it together mentally and say, we can't sit here and have a 1-7, 0-8, 2-6 road trip? We got a job to do.
Well, I think we have to take small wins, and small positive signs from last game, you know, even though it was, you know, a complete, you know, like you said, disaster is probably the best words to describe last game. But, you know, first quarter we played well. You know, so we had to come out of Memphis and play well the first quarter and then build on that. You know what I mean? So just take it one possession at a time, you know, not get too overly caught up in what happened in the past and what happened in the past. So if we just take one quarter at a time like we did against the Pacers and play that well like we did the first quarter, I think we should give ourselves a chance. You know what I mean? We're playing some very good teams. Most of them are playoff teams. Our teams are in the hunt for playoffs. And it should be fun. This is something that, you know, we all wanted to put ourselves in a position to play this at a high level. And right now it's starting to ramp up in the NBA season.
Darren, there's obviously more pressing issues this season than, you know, who's in the All-Star game and what goes on there. But as we're looking, you know, you guys get a say in the voting this year. And as we're looking across some of the ballots, there are a lot of single player votes for guys that might not necessarily be qualified to be starting the All-Star game. Are you guys allowed to vote for yourselves?
Yeah, we can. I think you can vote for someone. I think you can vote for yourself like at all positions too.
Nice.
are you happy that the players knew this year get 25% of the vote, or would you rather not deal with it?
I think it's fair. You know what I mean? I think the players have to have a say. I mean, we're playing against each other every day. You know what I mean? So we have more of an idea of who should be an All-Star or not. You know, the fans are watching, and, you know, you got to give them credit for, you know, and let them put their input in. But I think the players should have a say, too.
Did Russ get screwed? With, you know, no offense to Steph Curry, but in your opinion, should Russ be starting?
Oh, of course. You know what I mean? It's, you know, we always knew from the politics side, like, how this would fare out. You know what I mean? And Russ averaging a triple-double. You know, Steph, you know, we know he's like kind of like the face of the NBA. So it was definitely going to be an issue coming down the stretch, you know, with those two when it comes to the All-Star votes. But either or would have been starting. So, but definitely Russ should have been starting.
Darren Collison joining us. A great thing about having a player on, I always say, is that we can actually ask the guys on the floor and dealing with the business of basketball things and not just pontificate ourselves. Last thing for you, Darren. When you have a contract coming up this summer, and obviously we're not going to ask you what you're going to do. That's your business. But I am curious. There's been a lot of talk amongst the fan base, Kings fan base, especially in light of recent events, as to whether or not to push for the playoffs or take a step back and try to rebuild and build for the future. That's out of your control. Obviously, you want to win. But when you're looking and you're making a decision as a player as to where you want to spend the next 2, 3, 4 years of your career, I would imagine money and security for your family is number one. But does a rebuild versus a push for the playoffs also factor into your decision? And would you be okay if the situation was right in being a part of a rebuilding team?
Good question. I think me personally, you know what I mean? I mean, I want to win. I want to win a championship, you know, for my career. You know what I mean? I think it's time. I'm in the middle of my prime years right now, and I experience everything from the highs and the lows. And I kind of understand the game myself. So, you know, me personally, I want to win a championship. But, you know, considering our circumstances here in Sacramento, only because of the fans and, you know, I came here on a commitment that I wanted to help this team turn around. I'm willing to do whatever, you know, management wants. You know what I mean? I think it's so hard to come to a team like this organization and to turn things around. You know, you got to go through so many different obstacles, and fans don't understand, like, you know, they talk about, you know, them being hurt, you know, as players ourselves, you know, if your heart's in it, you know, we're just as hurt. You know, we're upset every single day at the stuff that we have to go through too. So from a player standpoint, being in Sacramento, I want to see this thing unfold. I want to see some success come here in Sacramento. And I made a commitment. I'm willing to do that.
Darren, we know you got a busy day today. Of course, the game, 5 o'clock right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Good luck to you guys tonight, and hopefully we pull out a W in Tennessee.
Got you. No problem.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Darren.
Darren Collison joining us.